Mel just gave you.
Ready.
Call the meeting to order. There are no objections. I'd like to offer approval of the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from June 5th.
I'll second.
All in favor? Minutes have been approved as presented. Are there any public comments? Okay, moving on. Finalizing the draft mission statement.
Can I speak?
That's on the back page.
And you know what, Doug? I'm going to turn this over to you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I thought, and feel free to interject or say you don't want to do this way. I thought, Mary, so I sent earlier today, and there's in your packet. This is a work session report that goes that usually is accompanied whenever a department or is going before a work session with City Council to say, why are we here? What are the questions at hand? What are the potential options? What are the recommendations, et cetera? So it's a standardized form that they use. I was asked to fill out one, and I asked, well, can the group really fill it out? I'll fill out it and as a kind of writing prompt, and they can make arrangements. And the city manager said, absolutely, that seems most appropriate for this group in preparation for meeting with the city council. So what I did was I included those questions we came up with before at our last meeting, as well as the mission statement draft that we had done before. And so tonight we were going to kind of refine those two things. What I'd love to do is kind of refine those two things if you feel you need to and want to, and look at the staff report, see if it actually reflects what the questions are, what we're trying to get out of this meeting that we will have on the 15th. And that way, at the end of this meeting, we can send this to the city manager, who then can get it into the reports and et cetera. And if it's appropriate and more material can be added to it later, like there was a question, are there other municipal codes with language around, you know, exemptions of projects or exclusions, excuse me. We have a little bit of time for when it needs to go in. I would just like to get it off my plate, if you will, so it's ready to go. I don't have to worry about it, and we're there, because we got a lot of other projects going too here at the library. So that's where we're at, and that's why that document is here, and that's why I feel it would be appropriate to talk about it, because it kind of includes those two other things we were planning on talking about anyway. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So if you want to start with the questions, maybe we should start with the questions, and then if you have any questions or clarifications on those questions, we can do those now. And or if you want to, you know, just say this looks exactly the way we want it. We haven't come up with any more. We think this represents what our first approach should be to the city council. That's great. We can then look at the mission statement and see if there's any changes to that. And then after that, we can go back and say, okay, once those two things are done, does this staff report or this commission report look like it covers everything that we need to kind of give as a packet to council before they meet, so they'll have the right things to be looking at and anticipating the questions that will be discussed.
Okay. This changes the agenda a little bit. We're changing 5 and 6. That's fine with me. Is that okay with everybody else?
Yeah.
I think what Doug suggested
kind of
is great.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, I think what Doug suggested is great. Okay.
All right, so starting with the questions. In a kind of a pre-meeting discussion, somebody brought up the fact that, are there other municipal codes with language around exclusions? And does anybody want to, do we feel like that's something we want to approach the council with, by the way, you know, we had this question, we knew it came from Carrie originally. Here are some examples of other municipalities that have more broadly defined usages for the arts money funding. that aren't as, don't have as many exclusions? Is that something that the committee wants to add to this, add that information to that question by using examples?
Can I make a comment just from myself as a sole city councilor, so I'm not speaking on behalf of the council. But yeah, I think that the council would appreciate seeing these questions, but I also feel there's a pretty good chance that the council also would like to know what your recommendations are on this. And that's a bigger conversation, I'm sure. But I have a feeling that the council will be kind of like, well, most of us on the council don't know that much about other arts commissions and things, how everything's worked or how they should work either. So if you guys have any strong feelings and based on your research and things like that, I think that would be welcome. But I'm just saying that myself.
Do other cities, I don't even know if other cities have that available. They must, that information.
To revisit.
To give an example to the council of what other cities have or don't have on their exclusion. For example, just looking at the code, at that under city project, the question Carrie had was about that last sentence, project does not include street pathway, etc. So, would we recommend, it would be helpful to hear Carrie's argument again. I can't remember.
Well, I think it would open up more funding, obviously.
Yeah, right.
From the go bond because there would be more opportunity for that. I think that's one of the issues. The other issue is that, I don't want to speak for her. She's not here, but I think that was one of the reasons behind it. So I'm happy to kind of add if you want to try to see if that's it. That will kind of need to happen as an add-on. And so I guess if somebody on the committee wants to do it, that's fine. But as far as a document that goes out at the end of this meeting tonight, it won't have that piece to it. Which is fine, because it's not due like tomorrow to them, but it's something that can be added. As you'll notice at the bottom of the report, it asks you to put the attachments in the order in which you're addressing them, and so we need to add an attachment to that or a reference to those attachments and include it in there.
I wonder if Brian Wagner would be helpful with that, the one that's the kind of public he's the kind of like the community outreach person for Urban Art Program. He might have a broader view, or maybe the Clackamas Arts Alliance people would know generally what other organizations do. When we put in the big water tower, that was a multi-million project, there was some lions or something like that that they were putting there for some reason, or they were thinking about some other sort of thing there, and so my question, was, it's too bad that couldn't have been something that would generate arts. Although you have to admit, it's not exactly kind of thing that is accessible to the public.
So I think the bigger question that you're opening up is: does that art have to be associated with that project? Meaning, here's a project that art has to be attached to somewhere geographically to that project. If it's not, then obviously it's just adding more art to the community. That's one thing. If it's attached to that, the point of Councillor Cummings is, you're not going to be able to actually just drive through the gates and look at the art somewhere.
Or it could be generated. There could be some other feature somewhere else that's in honor of the water, I guess, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But there, that is one of the big questions, whether you want the art, if it's a small project, then it's going to be a small contribution attached to that, or is there a desire to have something identified or leave room or flexibility for, like, a big project? Like, if we had a big roundabout and we wanted to put something in the middle of it. And this is another thing with transportation money. If we dedicated transportation money to the arts, and we are thinking, we are looking at, for Highway 43, almost every one of those intersections is being looked at for roundabouts.
Yes.
It's not necessarily going to have one, but if it's possible, it's likely that one would be done. And then in the middle of roundabouts, it's not uncommon to have something in the middle of roundabouts.
That'd be cool.
How do we would know about those projects, or vice versa, how can we influence or give our ideas for something?
Are you saying for what goes in the middle of the roundabout?
So if you say there are these lines in front of that, how do we know that there's a possibility that you can have a say to do this, you know? To have an impact on it. Maybe we could say, hey, maybe if the city likes it, we do, spray paint, I'll let people do better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that we know. Sometimes we don't know about those projects that are coming up. It might be influenced for art. You know what I mean?
Well,
so how can we also put that as a question and say that the counselor, that we get informed, hey, there's a project coming up. Do you have ideas? Do you want to contribute as art or with art something to it?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think It comes down to policy type of thing. So if we have a policy where there's a percent for the art for utility and street type of work, which we don't have now, but if you wanted to, because the Main Street project, it already has some fancy bike racks, but then, you know, the Main Street is going to be all redesigned. And we're all hoping expecting it to be really beautiful.
Yes.
But if some percentage of that could go to something even more enhancing, that might be interesting.
Yes.
And then also knowing that we're leaning towards having roundabouts, and that roundabouts often have something interesting in another one. But it would be the policy if the city council wanted to have a policy where we changed it. And it might just be that they wouldn't, maybe for utilities or something like that, it would be a smaller amount, like only a 1% instead of 1.5%.
Right.
You know, that's another conversation. Is because honestly, when you want to do things like streets and these kinds of things, it's already feeling like money is tight. You know what I mean?
Right.
You only do so much for so much money. You know, but on the other hand, it would do a lot to be able to have enough money left over for some beautification. But that's my own personal opinion.
Well, so I'm wondering if in this first question,
yeah.
if we say, for example,
yeah.
if down the line when roundabouts become part of our city,
if they do, yes.
or a waterfront project,
yeah.
is that going forward?
And it has two
whatever.
Major waterfront roundabouts. It's going to have two major ones.
Right down by the high school?
Oh, yeah, it's on here.
By
where
the black,
yeah,
25
and 43 meters will have to fall.
You know, that's mostly an ODOT project.
Okay.
You know, but, and so the question of,
oh, how do we use
the money we put into it, or?
Right, compared to
all that,
right?
I don't really
right. And then ODOT would probably have some say.
And
the one that you sent me.
Yes, and
what you sent me was the one.
So
that I
these are all conversations that since we do now have an arts committee, that these are the kind of conversations I think you all should be a part of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that the aesthetics of these
some information.
Yeah.
If something is coming up or going on, hey, is there a way to contribute or not? not. Maybe they don't like the ideas we bring up, then it's a different thing, but in general, that we know about, there is something.
How are we put on the calendar? I think a corollary to that, how are we put on the calendar for knowing when a project gets started?
Well, see, that's the policy end of things. If there's a policy that says that some of these public works type of things have to contribute to the percent for the arts, then that would automatically trigger. Because when it,
okay,
see, that would be, okay, now this goes to into our, you know, everything.
So I want to bring us around to another reality that we have. The other reality is, in corresponding with the mayor, the agenda for the 15th is really full, and we basically have 45 minutes.
Okay.
So during that 45 minutes, we may not get to all of these things. And so I think what we want to make sure is that we're maximizing the you know, our ability to communicate with them what our needs are, what your needs are, what you would like to have done, or suggestions for them to consider, and knowing that we may have to come back to them again for another time, work session, and ask for some more time, because we won't probably, I don't see, if we're still on one, we're not going to get, and that becomes a discussion,
mm-hmm.
and as it can go in different directions, we'll quickly run out of time, and I really want to be considerate of all the other things that are on. It's a pretty packed work session, and so I want to be, you know, consider the time for the other folks that are going before council too on that time. So I think that's just something for us to know and consider.
Thank you. I think this meeting is mostly going to be to check in and let them know what progress you're making, which I think they're going to be very impressed with, and just let them know what things you're thinking about, and then find out from the council if there's other things they're thinking about.
So it's just sort of a reporting in, just a statement. Here's some questions we have. Maybe highlight one or two that seem to overwhelm us or to be important.
That's what I think.
And
one
of the most important ones.
Why don't we look at these
color wraps?
Yeah, these eight questions. And how about we look at these eight questions and circle our top three?
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Right. I noticed that what we had, and this has all of the. Go ahead, you can explain.
Or notations on it that you guys made.
Go ahead and say that for everybody. Go ahead and say that for
everybody. So this was, sorry, it's a little disorganized. I wasn't here on the 5th with you guys because I was home with Louie. But the one that I just printed off has all of the codes. And then you can see in here all the blue that you guys had made notations. I apologize for not being here to put everything back together.
Now.
So this has all of the codes on it so that you guys can refer to the original packet that I handed out to you guys. And I know you guys have made notations in there.
Yeah, so the blue represents which
course. Well, actually, this may be the document we want to give to them because it's basically your red line copy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it references what you're talking about in here in the questions.
And on here would be for question one would fall under city project, on the first page, under 2.210, city
mm-hmm.
That's the one we're asking
city
about.
Project.
Exclusions, we're asking to can reconsider or revisit the list of exclusions, especially down the line as these projects move forward, like roundabouts or like the waterfront project.
Mm-hmm. So question number one specifically goes to the
that
city.
Will go
so
down.
If we underlined
one
under
goes with 2.210 city project.
City project.
That.
Okay. So if I just the things kicked me off. I was going to go into.
There you go.
So I wasn't here last time. So blue is already what
there you go now.
What we kind of suggested.
The areas
yes.
we had questions about.
Oh, okay. Because I read this.
Because I can take the original that
I
sent
it,
out.
And
the questions in red.
With public art.
In red.
So
type in here while they're all sitting there.
It says
save
painting
it.
Of all media. And I always have a problem with that. Because people don't paint, not everybody's painting, so maybe we have to change that as well. In
where are you referencing?
Public art. This is 2.210. So I don't know if you have changed already some things for the blue.
Oh, A.
A. Yeah.
2.210 A. Yeah.
because not everybody's painting. And then the B is sculpture, so there's so much in between.
I think C, D, and E, other visual media, works.
I don't know, that's not on that page, that's why I was asking.
Oh, just look at this.
Okay.
There it is.
Because you've got only this one in the E now?
Yeah.
And so that's why I made the change.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, but then it's fine, then all good.
Oh, right, it wasn't complete.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I made
yeah.
the note, and so it's already in there.
Okay, so we're not going down rabbit holes. Let's do decide which questions we find the most relevant to ask the city council and the councilors. It would be distressing if the question you're the most invested in, we're most invested in, we don't get to because of time.
Well, let me make a suggestion.
That'd be great.
It seems to me, and please, all of you, address this as you feel appropriately, your biggest concerns about changing this code, they're all the language, little language things, which are great, but is the way the code sits right now, you have your city manager that can acquire or their designee, and the city council that can accept art, okay? So those are your two ways of acquiring art, accepting a gift, and or purchasing something, acquiring something in another means. One's handled by your city manager and or their designee. Now, they would, I imagine, would designate this body,
mm-hmm.
and the council were it. So the question is, does council want to have it stay that way? Do they want it to change? If they want it to change, do they want to be the governing body for final approval of both those things? And or C, do they want to give that decision-making body to the to this group? If so, any of those things, only two of those require a change in the code. One, if it just stays the way that it is, then it will stay the way that it is. But that's going to help shape how you all interact with it, right? So if
mm-hmm.
we're if you know, need to know that, okay, every time we acquire something, the city manager has to approve it, or they designate us or somebody else to do that. And or every time there's an acceptance of something, it has to go through council. Maybe council wants to, you know, this is where I think you can make your recommendation, but this is where council really needs to make that decision, what they want best for the city.
Right.
And that to me seems to be your two biggest questions in regards to code changes. The rest are important as well. I'm not trying to say they're not, but those are the things that are really going to direct how you operate as a commission. Councilor Cummings, would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would focus the questions based on that, on those, the questions around that language. So that's question 7. That's question 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then probably after that, it's your percentages. It's, again, that question
mm-hmm.
1, clarifying potentially, and then the guidelines for administration of the percentage of the arts programs.
I just happened to Google the state of Oregon's and Portland's. Now, the state of Oregon's is only for their buildings, but the city of Portland, 5.74.020, if this is still current, is for construction, for when the project, the fund equals 50,000 or more, so there's a threshold there, for construction, rehab, remodel, improvement, purchase, for public use of any building, structure, park, public utility, street, sidewalk, or parking facility, or any portion thereof within the city limits. Mm, that's pretty broad. That's right. Portland does have
one.
Yes.
Right.
Robust one.
Sure, sure, sure.
Right. So I think we could create the link to that or the language around that. Would that be what you would like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terry,
yeah.
You have the ability to just capture that URL and just email it to me, and then we can put it in.
See, I can't Google on my city phone.
Okay, I'll. How about I'll look it up real quick because I think I could probably.
It is 5.74.020.
Okay, let me see that.
For home city code.
Yeah. It's the point number 5.74.020.
5 point.
The reason I'm questioning it is this was only effective in January of 2005.
Oops.
So I don't know if I'm looking at the most recent version of that, but you know.
Here it is, I got it.
Got it.
It's here anyway, something to look at.
Yeah. I just think with all the, like, as you said, Councillor Cummings, about the upcoming changes, I mean, my goodness, the Main Street, the waterfront, the roundabouts, mm-hmm. those are all opportunities, maybe, for artistic.
And this is going to be a bigger conversation because I'm sure that, well, I'm not sure, but I'd like to know what staff and other people have to say because they might already have ideas about what they're going to
sure.
do with all that money and even having it changed by 1.5% might make a difference, you know what I mean?
Maybe we should underline that too, that we want to include whatever as an example, local artists or local art, or to give it more of an impact that we want to have that information that there is something coming up where we can contribute not as a group here, but with all these, like if you have the figures outside, that's from more as a local artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can say, hey, can also promote artists that live in Westland or around Westland, and then when stuff like that comes up or projects like that come up, we can include those.
Right, so you'll have it. Just
okay.
I think that's very much a part of our mission statement.
Yeah,
yeah, we put that in.
That's why I was asking. So they can or cannot, as an example, if we have to give some examples, maybe an example to that, or put it in the statement.
Well, if there is a policy, if there's a percent for arts policy, just like Portland's, that shows that any department that has these kind of projects has to contribute part of that fund to percent for the arts, they will know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they will know that they have to figure that out. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to need to have a definition of what does local artist
mean?
Yeah,
and
as I said, then we're going down the rabbit hole before we get to the 15th.
But that is down the line going to be up to the committee. You know, you'll be doing making those.
Right. I was saying that it doesn't need to be done.
No.
Yeah. Definition of local.
That's right.
Right.
We need to be very considered when we put that forth.
Okay. So we can add that. I found it. Thank you. And we can add that either in. Would it be easier as a URL for them to link off of, or would it be just easier to take that verbiage from that one component and put it inside that?
Well, there's a whole policy there, and there's other
right.
limiting statements. And
so well, let's just create a link to that they
would.
Can look at. Okay, that's easy. Okay.
Well, I'm just on my phone. I don't even know if that's the most up-to-date one, you know, how Google can be.
Yeah, I found it and I forwarded the URL to Mel so she has it. So we'll make sure that it's the right update one week, but it gives us a placeholder there. Okay, so we can do that.
And what question are we going to do?
So that's the question one, which is you know, can you add to projects? But I think if you look in 2.210, which is D, which is your. Yeah, so to A, B.
Page 2, works of a wide range of materials, disciplines, and media which are of specific duration, including performance events and which are documented for public accessibility after the life of the piece has ended. That's.
Yeah, and F, I think, was where Carrie's
right.
question was.
Works
it's actually
about heritage.
It actually should say 3. It shouldn't say D. It should say 3. So I need to correct that because that's what the reference is in the.
F or D.
In question 3, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm. Never mind. Let's just go to 2.20.
Okay.
3.
2.2, okay, there we go.
2.20, which is...
Monetary contributions made other...
Right, and go to the subject to acceptance by the city council. So here's your indicator here as to who can, who can accept art. And right above that, monetary contributions should be deposited in separate accounts with the public art trust fund if separate accounting is deemed appropriate by the city manager as required by law. But the other four is disbursements for the public trust art shall be made only after authorization of the city manager or the manager's designee and shall be made according to this chapter and any guidelines adopted here under. So these are your three and four of 2.20, which I think you do address. You address four in the in question seven. And so that's your two. Those are your two, as I see it in your code. These are your two places where acceptance and acquisition are being made by different bodies. One, mm-hmm. the city manager or designee; the other, by city council. And so, the question is: do you want that to stay,
right.
as in council? Council, do you want that to stay?
Right.
B, do you want it to change? If so, what to? Which would require mm-hmm. an ordinance change.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want that? And I think this is the big question for you: is if you're going to make a recommendation to this to the council. Now, it's certainly a recommendation. They can accept it or not accept it if they choose, and they may have the reasonings for it. What do you want to do? Do you want to recommend that you are the body, or do you want to recommend that you're the advising body to the ones that are already in place, or to city council, or what? Because I think that's the question that they will want to know your opinion about.
I think we're an advising body. I don't think we're the final council.
Decision making because yeah. it has to do
so
with money.
So would you include, though, that some language about, I think that was one of Carrie's questions, about this commission being consulted or being able to give
right.
advice or give our advice.
So it would seem to me that you would potentially like it to be similar. Let's use the example of the
right.
Citizens Budget Committee when it goes out for community grants. They look at all the community grants. They accept them. They look through them, then they make a recommendation. And that recommendation goes in front of the council. Council, in I would say almost 100% of the time, are going to go with the recommendations of the budgetary, which they may have questions or stuff, but then ultimately it will make it. So it's both bodies kind of working together, one doing the work and saying this is why we thought it's best. They have the final say or approval over that. Do I have that right, Councilor Cummings?
Yeah, maybe you need some wording here about Shelby... vetted through the Parks Commission. You need to.
That's what question seven is basically about. That does mention question seven.
Is that what you're?
Yeah, I think so. Should it be changed to include something about a recommendation of the commission or something like that? Or
yeah.
Said,
that's
vetted
what, yeah.
by or. Yeah, so I think question seven is definitely one. To bring up on 15 as just to
clarify the procedure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because then if we know that, we know what we can proceed with and whatever. Therefore, would we like question 7 to be question 1?
I think
these are listed in order of the code, so it's nice.
Yeah.
These are at least listed in. So it depends.
Well,
if we highlight then, say, here are all of our questions in order with the code. We would like to discuss tonight question 7.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's just as easier to follow, I think, the questions when they go with the code, but that's just me. I'm a science teacher.
Yeah,
I
was just saying,
for
me, I'd like to have the questions in order of importance.
Yeah, I think
like,
I want it cross-referenced.
That's
but
true, because believe me, it's not unusual to run out of time.
Yeah.
So,
what your
question 7?
Do you have a recommendation on that? Should we follow, when you see things brought to you, should we follow the way that it is, or bring number 7 to number 1 in order of importance, or...
Because, excuse me, Terry, but what we can do is put our top two questions and then list the following ones according to code.
Sure.
So that we do what you...
Yeah.
And then you have it. Well, no, I mean, it's important because then we have this, this historical document.
Yes.
And we don't forget what is historically important to us.
Correct.
Okay. Deb, what were you thinking of with number three?
Question three or number three here?
Question
so yes,
three. 2.2. Those were the two that you highlighted.
Right. Well, I think in 2.20, three and four are where those it's really two, three, and four, but mostly three and four where you have those things. And so I think it's kind of, you could combine the question, you could combine question number seven, which is 2.20, which and this is four, but you could say two, three, and four. Should this be changed to include something about recommendation of the commission or something? And adding to it, we could put in language like, advising the city council on acquisition and acceptance of art, and then say, something like it's clear that it's two different areas right now. Would it make sense? Our recommendation is consolidating it under the city council's direction, and we would advise to that. And I can work on language for that.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm deciding right now is we're not going to send this out tonight. We're going to work on, I'm going to work on this next week with for you so you can all look at it, and I'm making my own notes, and I'll send it out to you and say, is this clarified? Is this what you were really saying? And then you can say, no, Doug, you're totally off base, or yes, it's fine, or somewhere in between. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
MJ, was I understanding that you guys, and along with Nancy was saying, you want to move like this question seven and stuff up more towards the top?
Yes, up to the top.
Okay, because that's more, so move to number one. Okay.
Because we're limited for discussion time, and is having a review of our mission statement also important?
I personally think it's a thing that you could probably get approved in that time period.
Yeah.
And the code's not going to get the code is not going to get approved, right? I mean, it's just too many things. There's actually couldn't actually happen in a work session anyway. So there's more work to be done.
Sure. We anticipated that this code process would take a while.
Right. But I think definitely your work session. Your mission statement could definitely. I think it has a high. Well, I don't know. Council Cummings could speak better than I could, but I think it has a good chance of possibly saying, we like this. This fits everything we want.
Yeah.
Go forward and do good work.
We do. And it'd be a good feeling to have that and then as far as the code's concerned, I don't want it to take forever because the go bonds are happening and projects are happening as we speak. And if there's room for any other language that affects that, we should get,
Is it, question, is it ever appropriate, and I don't know, so I'm asking, to submit questions from a body like this, not when there's a scheduled meeting, but it would go out through email to all of the council saying, here's questions that the Art and Culture Commission have. Do you feel like you could respond to it so everyone have an opportunity, or does it only need to happen in a public forum where, like a work session? So if we were following up on the meeting after the 15th and said, here are some other ones that we didn't get a chance to do. We'd like to talk to you about them. Do you guys have any thoughts about it? Is that appropriate or not appropriate?
Again, I'm speaking for myself, but I would equate this with just about anything else that comes up as a question, whether it's from somebody in the community, an individual, or something from our advisory groups. If an issue comes to your attention that you want to have, to bring it to the council, you make us know that. You let us know that, just like anybody else would. And then we have to find a way to address it. We do have to do it publicly. We can't just have a whole, you know, conversation on the internet about
right.
it. You know.
Right. Okay.
But, so we would be needing to schedule it for a work session.
Okay.
Or
all right.
Like that.
Okay.
All right. So how about we let's identify it so I can clarify the questions I'm going to add to for you and be your kind of scribe for.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that question, where I have it in front of me, question 7 with
mm-hmm.
a little bit more explanation,
yes.
mm-hmm.
Which is addressing 2 through 4. Is that
right.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Question 1, which is going to have some more links to others, including Portland's, for the percentage and for the list of exclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So is there, here's, you know, is this set in stone? Is this how you really feel at this moment? Or can this, here's an example of a city that's doing it with a higher percentage and more, a broader projects that are potentially could be used a percentage for the arts.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it sounds like in the question 3, which is 2.210 city code definitions, remove selection committee, and I think that's
yeah.
where you would have, it would be Arts and Culture Commission.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fairly, that would seem like,
pretty
that would have no controversy around
yeah.
it, potentially.
So that'd be question number, it stays question number 3.
Yeah.
Right, because if you think about question 5.
And then 1 is 2, and 3 is
3.
Got it.
And then the rest can just be more
right.
listed
yeah.
underneath that as
forfeit.
Mostly
in,
these are language changes.
In
when you answer question, if they answer question 7 the way I anticipate they will, which is we'd like to change the code that you're an advisory group to city council, and city council will acquire, will have the final say on acquisition and acceptance of art. Your other questions become answered
mm-hmm.
because.
Yeah.
Your trust, your public art trust, is this presumably accurate since we won't directly handling the funds?
Right.
No, we're not.
No.
Then the decisions, the ultimate decision body, it's probably more of a blessing, we're hoping, than it will be a fight. But, you know, the council, it's a council's responsibility to do that.
Right.
It's directed now by code. And these other questions kind of become answered by fixing 7, fixing that fluctuation between a staffer, if you will, and the city manager
yeah.
and the elected body, which is the council.
Right.
So fixing that one change should answer some of these questions and clarify.
Questions.
So I will work on those two. So does that sound fair? And we'll get
yeah.
those 3 questions done with the appropriate accompanied information. I will have those out to you. I promise you it will not be this week. It will be next week, if that's okay. I know that the way the bylaws are stated, it has to come out the Thursday before the work session. So if we look at our calendars, the work session is on a Monday, correct, the 15th. So it needs to be, the packets need to be to council by the Thursday before, which would be the
11th,
right? So what I'll need from all of you is a commitment to looking at it on Monday. I may get to it on Sunday night. But
yeah.
Monday, I'll have
this
it to you
yeah.
this coming Monday, and so that you can all get it looked at and everything and say, yeah, this is exactly what, and
yeah.
we'll get that
mm-hmm.
packet, this proposal together
yeah.
and go forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the 8th.
Right.
Yes, Monday the 8th.
So the next question is going over to your what possibly could really, you know, happen right off the bat is your mission statement. Were there anyone that wanted to add or subtract from that mission statement that we that you've worked on?
I have to do, I don't know, it has, but yeah. So you put that together, I wasn't here last time,
yes.
and I like it a lot. The only thing is, I'm not quite sure if you have to stick only with local artists, because you said before, what defines local, so sometimes cities have also out-of-town artists that participate. Let's say commission work or
mm-hmm.
grants, or they have judged shows. Or and that if we say it's always
should
local,
should we define local?
Or
Should local be Oregon or the Northwest? Should we define local?
Do we even say local?
Yes, we do.
It does advocate for
the goals,
yeah.
I like the local, that's the first thing we want to do, because I know we have a lot of artists in West Bend.
But should we also should be open to outsiders?
And again, you know, local is, are the art teachers are not living in West Lynn, so what defines local?
Yeah, or like Clackamas County, or,
right,
you know.
It depends on the definition.
Do you want to say local or regional?
If we replace...
Add both of those words, does that help?
What?
Regional.
Do you add the word local or regional, does that help?
If you want to do, maybe, let's say, we want to do a show in here and say, hey, it can be everybody. We always want to restrict us to regional.
I like the word regional.
I like that too. That's why I'm asking.
I really like the word regional because
it could be
that includes I'm thinking like tribal and ethnic.
We may not have a West Lynn address, but
definitely aren't going to have a West Lynn address.
Yeah, right. The original West Lynn address.
Should we just change that word to regional and then from local to regional?
Beaverton's doing this too, she says.
So Beaverton does the drainage painting.
Oh, really?
And
so
people can apply for that and then they can paint
so
the
city
drain.
I'm guessing that since they do that, they probably also have a streets and intersection.
Sure.
Oh, yes.
Do you know who gets to paint that?
I don't.
Oh.
You can ask.
Yeah.
I just talked to somebody about a week ago.
You know, the other thing is you could do is here is you could just take out local and say our cultural heritage, which then doesn't restrict anything.
Yeah.
And then you could say including opportunities for residents with diverse backgrounds or with, instead of local residents, for people with diverse backgrounds to share their heritage. And there you're not restricting anything.
Yeah.
It's assumed, I mean, it's probably implied in some way that we're obviously the city of West Lynn and we're going to focus on our West Lynn, but it's not restricting that.
So take out local under the third bullet point.
Right.
Right.
The first
so,
and the second.
Preserve and promote our cultural heritage by hosting events that celebrate the intersection of the arts and culture, including opportunities for people with diverse backgrounds to share their heritage. Take out all the references.
And bullet point two also references.
So, on bullet point four, from local residents to people, and on bullet point two, just take out local, so you just have artists. So, it gives you all those abilities without restricting anything, right?
I think it's understood. We would,
and this is
primarily focused on West Lynn, but in all cases.
It's easy to take out adjectives.
Yes, it is.
This is where I'm wondering if we need to include adjectives, and I'm only sensitive to this just from work. So first bullet point, should we include what most employers include? We're missing race, gender, from that lineup, age, income, race, gender, a couple of other adjectives that define people. Mm-hmm. Although should we just add the normal list of adjectives, like when people hire people? There's usually a string of adjectives as to, and we're missing just a few of those. And so I just thought,
as inclusive as possible.
Right.
Yeah,
in
terms of age, income, race, gender, mobility. I would say ability rather than mobility. That's just me.
Where are we? I'm sorry.
The very first bullet point.
So increase access to the arts for all members of our community, regardless of age, income. I would include race, gender. I would put ability, because ability will encompass mobility, background, or prior experience.
Okay, so can you slow down? So for a second, just first.
Race, gender,
race,
ability, not mobility.
Gender.
Ability.
Ability, is that what you said? Ability.
Because that covers physical and intellectual, all of it.
Yeah. I know some people find that crazy, but...
No, I agree with you.
Sexual orientation.
Yeah, I thought gender. I suggested gender.
Gender,
maybe
race, gender,
maybe
ability,
background. That's a different thing, so maybe we should. just to.
Do we, I'm just trying to think, do we have a blanket word that just covers the word diversity?
Unfortunately not, we have a hiring language, there's usually this long or longer. So that's where, just where my mind went, that language we use, looking to hire somebody.
All other adjectives you can think about.
And I do think you did get into your background.
Gender, ability, background, prior experience.
And I don't know, maybe you should do sexual orientation, is that what you said? Yeah, we might, we, I mean, yeah.
So I've got ability, race, gender, sexual orientation, right?
Ability instead of mobility.
Yeah, ability. So those four, that's the four that I have, ability, race, gender, sexual orientation, right? Okay.
Then say everybody. Then say everybody.
On the other hand, when you use the word all,
that's what I was about to say. Can we just say all members of our community?
And then the rest of it is making it a more simple statement.
I agree, but like, again, I'm just thinking only because.
What if we reference the city's stance on inclusivity?
Oh, right.
And that way you're perfect. Saying following the guidelines of the city's.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Uninclusivity.
Yeah, we don't need to.
I
need to
say it all.
Everybody.
Does that seem fair?
All people. Yes. Everybody.
Right, so I'll reference that and we'll.
City.
Definition, right?
Policy.
Inclusivity.
I would say instead of the functions of the Arts Council and Culture Commissions are, I would say the function of the Arts and Culture Commission is. That's very
nice.
Which one?
We just have a whole list.
Yes.
All follows. Many functions.
Right, the
list
the
that
function,
follows.
But the function
so the
is, which makes it active.
We have like four functions.
A singular row.
But the functions isn't the word. Art and Culture Commission is one single body. So the function.
For the functions.
But the functions, it's either a function is or a function is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and I'm saying.
A function is.
The function of the Arts and Culture Commission
is. You
want to
take the S off of function?
Yes.
The list is four functions.
Correct.
Is that not better? I don't know. I'm not saying.
I don't think it does, but I don't know. I mean, again, this is so minor. I can't rest it hang around this subject for very long. But I think all of these are our function of one singular body. That's just
what I think. You are listing several functions. So that's
I think in German, I think we would say.
I think if that reads right to me, the function of the Art and Culture Commission are to advance,
So it's not is, it's, so you take off the S, but you leave the R?
I think it's plural, I think it's functions are, because we listed four functions.
But we're not describing the functions, we're describing the Art and Culture Commission. So the function of our commission.
The commission, I agree, is singular, but we're listing the paragraph.
So
the paragraph is a list of four jobs that we're going to perform.
Yeah, that there's multiple functions.
Functions.
Yeah.
Like take out Arts and Culture Commission and then read the functions are.
I would say the function is to advance the arts. Which is the function.
I agree with Nancy.
Functions
are.
Got it.
And then we can ask Carrie and Lauren and everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. So including in the first bullet point the. The city's policy on inclusivity, reference to that, some language.
So
taking out in number three, local residents and putting people, right? And
local cultural heritage, just say cultural heritage.
Right.
Other local there.
Right.
At the beginning of bullet point three.
Mm-hmm.
And promote our
cultural
heritage.
Cultural heritage. Okay.
Yeah. And then in in bullet point two, advocating for and partnering with artists, taking out local.
Locals out there.
Locals out, okay.
May I ask a favor? When you send this to us on Monday, that this is, that the changes are either in color or highlighted in color or bold?
Why don't I just do it right now and I'll just email it to everybody while we're all sitting here?
Okay.
Perfect.
Because I have it right here as a draft. Will that work?
Also, I was wondering if for the 15th, do we want to do the mission statement first or do we want to do the questions first? And if so, would mission statement be the first attachment? Then the code and questions, or
I think
it's
only
kind of
a
good idea.
Yeah,
yeah. To get the mission statement.
So we'll flip that.
Then it's done. Then we know it's done.
Yeah, because the code is, as Terry said, that's going to be an ongoing, longer process.
Plus, anyway. It also tells who you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've been doing.
Yeah.
All right.
When we do that first. Then the question number seven, that's number one now, makes sense. Because then they can see one of the, have that entered.
So can we jump to this one? Because there's going to be some changes now for this, which is the actual document, the purpose. So,
from you to Russ?
That we'll be sending out to everybody, right? So this will be the council packet, if you will, for this discussion. So I think if you look under purpose, is the questions for the council, it needs to flip.
Yes.
Will council consider adopting the Arts and Culture Commission's mission statement?
Yes.
See Westland Arts and Culture Commission. So that should go to the front. That should
yes.
be the first question. The second question is, can council look at city code sections? And I think it's fine to keep it open that wide because it's more defined in the question itself. And possibly adopt changes which will allow for the Arts and Culture Commission to have clarity as to their role and tasks they may perform in relation to the city of Westland, accepting and acquiring art as well as other arts and culture related activities. That will address those questions that will be coming up, but that will be secondary. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So we'll flip that. So the next is the background and discussion. So the Arts and Culture Commission was established and members were appointed earlier this year. Since this is a newly formed advisory body, there's no provision or role set forth in city code, city charter, or other government governing documents. That can be changed because there is a role set forward for advisory boards. So that's in the governing document. So that probably could be taken out. If you think so. I'm just asking.
Well, there was no specific provision or role set forth, as we've seen.
Well, I think we're getting the point across by saying city code or city charter.
Okay. Yeah.
Because.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So taking out other governing.
Yeah.
Documents.
Right.
Yes.
The commission has spent their time working on a mission statement and also addressing some possible code changes for council's consideration. That will enable them to go forward with clarity and purpose in regards to art and culture-related activities on behalf of the City of Westland. Does everybody agree with that statement? Okay. Currently, the City Code has no provisions or mentions of an Arts and Culture Commission. By potentially clarifying and adding or adopting language to the codes in Section 2.210 to 2.230, it might enable the Arts and Culture Commission going forward with clarity and purpose. That probably could be worded a little bit differently.
Now, what do you mean by currently the city code has no provisions or mentions of an arts and culture commission?
What I'm saying is the code that we're looking at does not mention at all. There's no mention that I could find in any of our city codes of an arts and culture commission.
Well,
so we adopted one, right?
Yes.
But in this code that governs what happens with public art, there's no mention of that.
No, that's right.
So the section of the code governing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, under the Municipal Code for Citizen Advisory Groups, an Arts and Culture Commission was added to that. And so the rules that you work under are the same rules that other advisory groups work under. You know, but then the percent for the arts program is separate.
Okay, so actually, you know what? We probably don't even need, after this year, since there's a newly formed body, there's no provision, that doesn't probably even need to be there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we can just take that all the way out. And so when we start, the Arts and Culture Commission was established and members were appointed earlier this year. That's a true statement, right?
Yeah.
The commission has spent their time working on a mission statement and also addressing some possible code changes for council's consideration that will enable them to go forward with clarity and purpose in regards to arts and culture-related activities on behalf of the city of West Lynn. So I think that's probably true as well, would you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then jump right to by potentially clarifying.
I think currently the code has no provisions. We don't really need to do that. But you could say by potentially clarifying and adding or adopting language to the code in sections 2.210 through 2.230 might enable the Arts and Culture Commission going forward, and that's where...
I think we can take out by potentially, just start with clarifying and adding or adopting language to the code will enable... to go forward.
Yes.
Okay. And then I think I could fix that. And then the adoption of a mission statement by the Arts and Culture Commission can provide clarity for the commission and the community in outlining a path forward and priorities for this advisory body. Is that fair?
Okay. Yes. What were the two sentences taken out? The second sentence,
the city code has no provisions or mentions of the Arts and Culture Commission, so we just took that out. The other
and
one
also,
was, since this is a newly formed advisory body, there's no provision or role set forward in the city code charter or governing documents. That's just taken all the way out. So what's the second sentence in the background and discussion?
Mm-hmm.
And then one,
or
two, three.
Sentence.
Yeah. And feel free in the next 2 days to send us anything that you want to add or, you know, consider on this, because by no means is this, I'm just trying to get this ready for you. So council options. Council may choose to consider changing the city code by amending to section 2.2.0, including clarity on acquisition and acceptance of arts and clarifying language around percentage for the arts. I think we should flip the sentences.
Yes.
I think we should, council may choose to consider adopting the Arts and Culture Commission mission statement,
mm-hmm.
which
yes,
will help in establishing priorities, goals, and opportunities for collaboration. That should probably be the beginning sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, council may choose to consider changing city code by amendment to these sections to include clarity on acquisition, acceptance of art, and clarifying language around percentage of the arts.
Does that make
sense?
Why do we have art capitalized?
Because my finger told me to.
Oh, okay.
No, it doesn't need to be. Okay, so we're going to flip sentences.
Yes.
Okay, so now the next one is staff recommendation. This is where I'd like to change this, and if this is okay, Councillor Cummings, because I know that we want to keep these things, these templates formal, but this would be, I'd rather have it say... Arts and Culture Commission recommendation rather than staff recommendation?
I'm trying to think of the precedents before, like when we've had the parks give us a recommendation and the parks board's involved, or when the library board's involved.
Right. Yeah. I think the only reason is because I think it's a little different is because if the library board was involved, it would be library director. If the parks board was involved, it would be the parks director. I happen to be the staff liaison and the library director, but it's not necessarily because I'm the library director that I'm the arts and culture. I just happen to be the person that was assigned. I mean, I like to think I'm qualified, but it's not necessarily sits in that same thing. So I really want this to be that body.
I think that's still appropriate.
Okay. All right. But I really want this to be your guys's, your feeling.
You might want to check.
Yeah. Well, no, it's fine.
It's really how you guys administer. You know,
could you just add staff and?
Can
Well, I think it's fine. We don't, I mean, it doesn't, it's not worth a, it's not worth more than a 10-second discussion about to me. I just want to be clear that this isn't, that this is what I'm bringing forward of the art. You're all going to be there. And I would hope that you're the one speaking, not me, because this really needs, they need to see this as a true citizen community. We helped you to formulate this and get going, and we want this to be driven by the citizens rather than by, I'm the library person, and I happen to have a background in art, but this is your commission.
Yeah, but you're the staff, and you're
right.
The one that's helping to administer this.
Right.
And the thing is, this is a work session. This is our first chance to introduce what the group is working on, and it's the precursor to decisions. So when you have an agenda bill in front of us that's actually for a decision, then you have questions like, shall council adopt this, into our municipal code?
Right, right.
Then it's that way. But this is kind of more of a work session.
Okay, all right.
I don't think we have to worry too much about it.
Okay, great. So the staff recommendation is for the council to work with the Arts and Culture Commission by adopting their mission statement and in helping to clarify the commission's role and purpose in regards to acquisition and acceptance of art, and have the council decide if the commission should be an advisory or the decision-making body for the council in regards to acquisitions and acceptance of art for the city. That's why I left it open like that until you all could make this decision yourself, because that's obviously not giving a recommendation. That's giving another, here's some options. So it sounds like we could change the language that the recommendation of this group would be to be an advisory to... would be should be an advisory to the the commission, the recommendation would be that the commission be an advisory
body
to the council in regards to acquisition and acceptance of art for the city.
Yeah,
is
rather
that
than
fair?
Decision making. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So.
Advisory body.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
That's why I said two or four in this one, because I wanted to make sure that it was your decision what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And I agree with that, so it would be my recommendation that same way. Okay. So we'll clarify this. We'll
and then
get
change
this.
The order of the attachments.
Yes, we'll change the order of the attachments. So the first one will be the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one will be the actual code. Does
yes.
it help to have the actual code in there for them to reference?
Code.
The Westland code that we're talking about changing.
Is this 2.0% for the art code, you mean?
Yeah, all of them that we're addressing 2.200 to 2.235 to actually having that.
In the packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it hurts.
Okay.
Then you don't have to go digging for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying that, and open to persuasion, is that for those who come to the meeting and would like to see what you're looking at, it's nice to have it in print.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there's not that much of that being a possibility. Otherwise, just having a link to it is sufficient.
Okay.
It's not that much.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Short.
Yeah. Okay, we'll make sure we have all of it right. So I can make these changes with Mel, and we can get them to you by Monday.
Yeah.
Can the commitment be from you folks to get it back to us quickly so that we can make sure that the packet is the way you want it to be for council in the appropriate time?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
What is our slot? I only asked because
that has not
nights.
Been determined yet, as far as I can see.
Because I teach a class Monday nights till 6:30.
It starts at 6:00, but we have to be there at 6:00.
I do know that there's TriMed. ODOT. I'm sorry. I think is I haven't. I just saw it was in part of the communique between the city manager and Lance Calvert, who's got something on there from Public Works and some other things. So I just know it's sort of full, but I haven't. I will, as soon as I find that out, I will send it out to all of you, okay? Does that make sense?
I really want to be there, but I work till 6:30.
Right. So what time would you?
I can be there by my class is in Tualatin, so I can be back to Wesleyan certainly by 7.
Okay. I would imagine that they're going to want to put the ODOT or TriMet or the transportation, let's just say the transportation folks that are coming in first. I would just imagine that.
And I can try to get a sub.
So that if they were first and they're going to be a half hour, 45 minutes, I don't know.
It starts at 5:06? Oh, yeah.
We usually do try to give people that are presenting a little more courtesy than our own staff.
So.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll jet right over. But
beat the stray dog.
I'm gonna be workout clothes. I hope that's okay.
Gotcha.
I won't be dressed
formally.
I tell you what, we'll all wear jeans so that you just
cover. Yeah.
There you go.
Sweaty and yeah.
Okay. So does that make? There's been a lot of material to go over. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And my grammar app says we should get rid of function. That's the issue. And use responsibility or purpose. Is that
right? Oh.
Yeah. So it says keep it singular.
Okay, it's right there up on the screen. You guys can all read it, so I highlighted it.
So the responsibility, either choose the responsibility, arts and culture commission is, or the purpose of the area.
Purpose is a good word.
Is that funny?
What if we say the commission's responsibilities include?
You guys all have it in your email box, so you guys can mess around with it and then weigh in and we'll.
Okay, perfect.
Function is more.
It's more ministerial. It's about getting things done. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. All right.
So we'll get you this out to you guys on Monday, and then
sounds good.
You guys take a look. If they have it back to us by Tuesday,
yes,
we can put it together and get the final okay from you guys no later than Tuesday, like evening.
Right.
So we get it. Okay.
When you say final okay, just send you an email with whatever.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Just make sure you send it to everybody, right? Not just to us.
Yeah.
Right? So that if everybody wanted to ask how we came about this, there'd be a method to track. It's kind of clunky, but it's the way we need to do it.
Do you do this in Word or Google Docs?
Word. We're not in Google Doc, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we'll send it out to you guys, then you guys can all review it and say, yeah, this is cool. Or say, no, we need to, and let you set a deadline so that we can, you know, because everybody works, so you're not necessarily going
to
be able to.
An attachment to your
Yeah, so I'll send out what Doug's draft is from what we talked about tonight, and then you guys can say, yeah, and we'll move the numbers around, everything like that, and then hopefully it'll just be like, yeah, this is exactly what we're looking for. Then switch everything out, all that, get the codes in there properly, all that stuff.
And then do you create a market that
mm-hmm. I will bring up, I'll print off a bunch of stuff and bring it up, so I'll be there with packets for those members that do show up. Yeah, no, you won't have to, but I'll make sure that I print up enough for everybody that's at the ANC.
I have something just to add for the, if we can go, you want to jump to the 7th? Do we feel like we have 6 done?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We have our marching orders. Okay.
Otherwise, we're just going to be beating it to death.
Right.
Okay. So 7 is possible science for library art sculptures. I want you in the next month, if it would be great, if you can look at the sculptures that are out here, the human statues and the one that are back below in the children's entrance to the library. The artist who created that is not recognized anywhere. And a person in our community, a couple in our community, who really like this artist, talk to that artist, and that artist has said, oh yeah, this is the name of all of them, this is what it is, and they want to pay for signage to go in both places to recognize, you know, what's the name of this installation, the name of the artist, and when it was done. I have all that information. I will email it to you. It's very simple, but I think this is a great opportunity. They're willing to pay for it, so this couple in our community is willing to pay for it and wants to pay for it. And for us to design that. So rather than me do that, I think this would be a great first function of this committee, right? It's our art. It's been permanently installed here. It's not properly, the signage isn't anywhere noticeable or anywhere existing. So here's an opportunity to correct that and fix it. And it won't cost the city any resources because of the generosity of a wonderful family. So that's great. So I think if I send you that, you look at it, we can then maybe forward to, you'll have your, you'll have what we're going to try to be doing for the next meeting, and we can go over that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just quick, is there a unifying something that exists elsewhere that identifies art that, that we should look at in terms of identifying the people? Like, is there like a style or an overarching theme?
Well, the city has a, you know, a font style that they choose. I don't think it's applicable. I'm not willing to tell you that it needs to be applicable to this.
Okay.
And I do know we have all, obviously we have art around in here. Mm-hmm. We have art in the city hall. We have art in our communities. You might want to just take a look and do a little mini trip around and see what everyone's doing. Take some pictures, come them back, share them with us, and we can start those discussions.
I throw it out, but she's a sculptural person, and she's not very tall, as I know. But if we let her do her own signage, would that be kind of cheap? Or is it better to have a unified over when you have more coming up, per se, because she can do a pottery where it says her name and
you mean the artist herself?
The artist herself.
You know her as well.
Yeah. I've met her.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean,
all of it, and then she can present her own signage.
That might be possible. The thing that I don't know is they said they're willing to pay for whatever we're going to do. What does that actually mean? You know, if I present them with a artist bill of X, that might be a little crazy. So and I know she's been very wonderful, and it seems to me, I haven't talked to her myself, but it seems that she's, you know, excited to do this and willing to talk about it, and maybe we can have a little gathering and a little artist reception for this great thing, right? So that's wonderful.
She can be our inaugural event.
An artist talk, right? Yeah. So that's a possibility. I think we kind of need to understand what it's going to cost, because it's not like I have a budget for it.
Right.
We're basing it off the generosity of a family, and I don't know what that generosity, how far it extends.
Yeah. It sounds like it's between them almost.
Yeah.
But it also has to include us, because it's going to be on
public display.
Yeah.
I will...
Well, it includes us as far as giving direction.
I will... how about you guys all... Think about it this month. Let's look around. Let's see what we have. If that's where you want to go, I can go back to the family and say, hey, what do you think about this as an idea? If that's what you decide. I really want this to be your decision. I want you to come forward. I don't know.
I mean, if she does presentation type of art, she probably does that.
Well, I thought she was a sculpture. So I was
But she was a sculpture, if it gets displayed publicly, you might have
a preferred way, because I'd love to honor that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Should know what the people would like to spend. It doesn't really make her, hey, what do you think? Do you want to do that?
And then she works. She's actually the teacher of one of the person in the family that's stepped forward to pay, and that's how she actually found out about it and all of these other things. And
the sign used to fight our perch.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
The family just wants us to do it. I don't think that they're concerned about that, but this is a body that I think should make those decisions, and we can certainly ask, you know. But if that's what you want to decide, I'd be happy to make that ask for you. But we'll hold till we have a full everyone here, and you all have a chance to think about, and I'll send out that information to everybody else.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, the question of the meeting next month, and do we want to hold a meeting in August? August is typically a vacation
month.
August 7th
would be the first Wednesday of the month.
7th.
Carrie and Lauren were gone. All
the
holidays
right.
Said they were
going to
miss several.
And I'm gone.
So maybe
you might not have a quorum then.
Yeah, so maybe that's a good suggestion.
Skip till September.
Skip till September.
Right after, would be the Wednesday after Labor Day.
Which is back to school night.
Oh.
For us.
Oh.
Well,
doesn't affect
you. Well,
doesn't affect
you.
The first Wednesday in September is for me back to school night in the high school, but
maybe we can
either here or there. I don't have to be
push it to the second. But it sounds like August, we don't have a quorum, so whatever work we did.
We wouldn't have a quorum in the first Wednesday. I can make this.
I see.
Wednesday.
Okay. So
what about the 31st?
July?
No, I'm gone.
How many can come on in August? Four.
Yeah, there's seven total, so four.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you mind sending out another doodle poll?
No, that's fine.
Between
for
Wednesday.
Which month?
Yeah, August. It's Terry's concerned about code.
Well, I'm just wanting to get as much.
Would the city council be doing code before then?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, if it's going to take us a while to get the code put together, you have to realize that then it takes a while to get it on the council's work session agenda, and then
we
only usually have one decision-making meeting a month unless we add on a special meeting or a second one. So that's where we could wind up with this taking another 6 months or so. And I know that the Main Street project is starting in February, for example, and some of these big transportation things, if that's something that the council even is going to agree to.
Gotcha.
I don't know. You know, but what I'm trying to say is that...
So maybe a different Wednesday in August versus no.
So, can we have some limiters? Is Wednesday a limiter? Can that be?
That can be changed.
That can be.
No, I mean, I want us to
like narrow down.
Yeah, narrow it
days.
Down. So, because we have, you know, it's a vacation time for us too, and so we want to make sure that we have coverage, right?
So, right.
Well, no, I mean, we'll work around the best we can around your schedules, but the question is there a, you know, are there...
Oh, wait a minute. I can meet the 7th. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I can meet the 7th, but not the 14th.
Yeah, I can meet the 7th.
Okay. Well, if you can meet the 7th and you have, and everyone says they can, then that's a quorum.
Then we have a quorum.
So should we just keep it?
Hopefully some of the others, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So 8-7 it is, we don't need to do a doodle poll?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So August 7th, yeah. In this room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always in this room, unless I say otherwise when I send out an agenda.
Just going like this.
I'm not sure if I'll be there, but that's okay. Try.
All right.
And then also, if we really want to talk about whatever is going on with that sculpture or signage, I mean, it takes also quite a bit, and maybe if you want to do it in September, October, or whenever, it would be nice not having these people waiting too long for anyone to sponsor the project because of the money or the signage.
Sure.
Hey, now it's going to happen then. Or
and we can invite them if they want to come to the meeting.
Oh, that'd be great. Or is that
for
sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. We adjourn to... meet back at City Hall on the 15th at 6. You're going to find out about...
I will find out. As soon as I find the order of the meeting, I will send it out to you.
Otherwise, the agenda looks great. Next meeting is the 7th at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And without any objections, I adjourn the meeting.
Right.